happening on this Thursday morning is Sharon Allseth once again. Good morning.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning, everyone. Indiana's attorney general has filed a lawsuit against a for-profit foreclosure company that's accused of operating illegally in 15 Indiana counties. WFYI's Jill Sheridan reports.
Attorney General Greg Zeller hopes the public will become more aware of companies like Legal Home Loan Solutions, which he says prey on homeowners trying to save their homes. Three other companies were also named in the suit after collecting thousands before performing any services, violating Indiana's consumer protection laws. Zeller says the groups target their victims through TV and newspaper ads, online, or by going door to door. The lawsuit seeks penalties of up to $5,000 per violation. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.
Homeowners got fewer foreclosure warnings last month. It's the latest sign banks are taking a measured approach to moving against homeowners who have fallen behind on their mortgage payments. But Rick Sharga, who heads the listing firm Realty Track, says programs that help distressed homeowners stave off foreclosures are just temporary relief.
From an overall housing market standpoint, a lot of these programs really don't have any long-term positive impact. But in the short term, they make the numbers look better and do provide some homeowners with a little bit of an outlet or a little bit of a glimmer of hope.
The slowdown in foreclosure activity isn't due to an improving housing market. It's the result of foreclosure processing delays and banks' reluctance to take back properties while there's a glut of unsold foreclosed homes on the market. A Marion County judge will hear arguments on the school voucher issue this morning. A group of teachers and religious leaders is asking the courts to block Indiana's new school voucher law. Their lawsuit claims the vouchers provide state funds to religious and private schools. Teresa Meredith is with the State Teachers Association.
Our voucher suit does not challenge the U.S. Constitution. It challenges the state constitution and the way that the state constitution calls for this access to public education.
State Republican officials say they expected a challenge to the program, and they are confident the vouchers will be upheld. More than 2,200 students have already been accepted into the voucher program this school year. A Purdue professor has won a $2 million grant to study how people's changing moods can affect their physical health. The National Institutes of Health grant will allow Daniel Mrozek to continue his decade-long research into the links between personality traits and physical well-being. The professor of human development and family studies is examining how personality traits such as chronic worrying can affect individuals' risk of premature death. The study focuses on older adults. Some of their health and personality information has been collected for decades. And Indiana State Fair officials are looking forward to a cooler weekend, which they anticipate will translate into higher attendance figures. It's believed the 90-plus degree temperatures kept people away in the fair's opening days. Attendance has been steadily increasing this week as the temperatures have been dropping. Today, a highlight of the fair is an appearance of TV's Dr. Oz. It's at 3 o'clock on the free stage. WFYI weather today and tomorrow, sunny with highs near 81. Clear tonight, low 59. Saturday, mostly cloudy with chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 81, and partly sunny on Sunday, a slight chance of rain with a high near 80. Right now, it's clear, 58 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thanks a lot. 7:34 now. The Colts have one practice today, this afternoon at 2 o'clock. Then they'll head to St. Louis for Saturday night's preseason opener, a game that'll probably look a little ragged just because of the